From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, at least you know what's going on.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, here we are, second Monday of the month, and seems like it's an every month affair with Tony Pantelaresco. Trying to connect. Here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. It's a shame you don't like have a magic formula you can put in your bathtub and do the computer thing, but I guess it doesn't work on that. You could do trisodium phosphate, and now it doesn't work like that.
There is that aspect.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, what's your favorite thing for this whole leaky? Do you think this leaky gut concept thing that folks talk about every time you turn around is a real? What do you think? What they're talking about, whoever they are, is accurate?
The cause may be questionable. I mean, based on my
I understand that, but I mean the actual thing that the gut gets leaky and causes problems.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it.
There's
no question about it. Just on a nano aspect alone, particulates alone would perforate the colon as they penetrate and bypass the system, and would cause all kinds of damage, tissue damage, organ damage, functional damage. It could even damage the way your colon operates in regard to how it breaks down, how things break down. Mm-hmm. With the layer of biofilm that would accumulate in the colon alone, and how that would disrupt and cause tearing and penetration, is mind-boggling. Have you heard the term rope worms?
Sure, yeah, we know rope worms.
Worms are not worms. They are biofilm, which has accumulated as a result of the nanoparticulates which have accumulated in the colon. I just did a show last week, and on the sensors they're putting on the plants to moderate the plants so you can see whether they need to be watered or whatever the situation may be. Well, those sensors or smart dusters are throwing on now, not only on the soil but on the plant alone, has been accumulated in most of us for 30 years. So as a result, we've got a lot of metallic technology inside the colon that's just causing a lot of this damage. I found this out just from creating my own pulsing devices that I've used on myself. And after a couple of sessions, I was starting to see all this dust come out of my colon, and I realized what that was. That was 30 years of accumulation of nano dust, smart dust, sensors they've been putting in the crop for a long time. But they don't take that out. You can't wash that off. That's embedded right into the very, very fiber, very core of the plant itself. It's embedded. So everybody's eating this, whether it's organic, inorganic, whatever. It's there. Plus, on top of that, with the chemtrailing as well. Again, we're talking nanoparticulates, and even if we weren't talking chemtrail, let's just even forget that for 1 second. If we were talking about ultrafine particles or nanoparticles that were released in the atmosphere, just from the coal-producing stacks, the automotive industry, the manufacturing industry of steel, all these pollutants that were released in the air wound up in the food supply.
Okay.
And in the food supply alone.
Yeah. So let's talk about your favorite ways to really heal this gut up. What are some of your really go-to things that you talk to people about who call you up? And
usually I get them on the sodium thiosulfate for first and foremost, because that will really flush out and pull out a lot of this dust.
Tell people what that is. We have a lot of new folks listening. Sodium thiosulfate.
Sodium thiosulfate.
It's actually, what is it? It's a chemical, isn't it?
It's a salt.
It's a salt, and you can get that on... What is it, chemicalstore.com? I think you can actually get on Amazon, too.
You can get it almost anywhere. I mean, yeah. since we talked about this years ago, before we started talking about it, you didn't see it anywhere. Now it's just about everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, YouTube's got it, you know, talking about it. Amazon's got it now. eBay's got it now.
What does it do?
Oh, sorry?
What does it do?
Basically pulls everything out that's not supposed to be there. It's a stripper. It's an effective stripper. It has its own chelating components to it. You have to, if you do use this, you must use either a high-powerful probiotic or yogurt or kefir, anything fermented in the dairy realm. You have to increase your increase the mineral content in the body, because if you don't, this thing will strip, doesn't discriminate. So it will pull a lot of this stuff out. And once that starts to go, you'll notice a lot of people who have this puffy, bulgy gut below the belly button will start to see that flatten out. You know, literally, it will flatten out. And as a result, you'll lose body mass. The body mass composition will go down. You don't eat as much afterwards because primarily these things have been blocking the ducts inside the colon that absorb the actual nutrition are now opened up again, and all of a sudden you are now able to digest properly. And again, if they got any kind of itis in the intestinal tract, I get them on colostrum, I get them on MSM, I get them on quercetin, I have them eat onions, I have them use alpha lipoic acid, all kinds of different things that can actually help regenerate, regrow the colon back.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit. Hold on a second. Let's not go too fast here. Sodium thiosulfate is what Tony's talking about, and you can go on Amazon, click on through our site if you would. It's sodium thiosulfate. You can get pure 99.5% fine crystals, 1 pound for, $7.89. I mean, that's pretty cheap. So tell folks, if this would be the first thing they do, boy, there's a lot of different ones to choose from too, man. It's all over the place. How would you use it? For someone who's never used it before, how would you use it? What would be the first time, how you would use it?
Get a clothespin first time you use it.
What's that?
Get a clothespin first time you use it. Put it over your nose.
It's a little smelly when it comes out. It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's especially when it comes out. 1 teaspoon of sodium thiosulfate with 1 teaspoon of ascorbic acid. Dissolve them in water, any volume.
Mm-hmm.
Get down. You need to chase it down with more water, do so afterwards. And again, just allow it to get in the system. If there's any urge whatsoever to go to the washroom, by all means, go. Do not wait. Do not think you're going to get by the morning. If it's the first part of the night, get up, go to the washroom, prepare for an explosion of a release, and go
usually,
from there.
Usually takes 8 to 10 hours or so to go through?
It depends. When we put that out, most people, I'd say 75 to 80% of people that we've given it to, that's the reaction normally they would get. Some people, it took 3 weeks. Some people, it took the second batch. The first batch did hardly nothing.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah. That even astounded me.
Boy, first time I did, man, it was like, what? It was like, holy camole. So how many teaspoons, Tony Pantelorusco, do you think one would, I guess everybody's different, but in general, to do the stripping thing before you start rebuilding?
The moment you start taking the stuff out and start putting the other stuff back in, the rebuilding will begin almost immediately.
Okay, so you do start with the colostrum, the sulfur, all the other stuff right away?
Right. I mean, you got to take it. You should be taking it at the same time, because again, once the debris, and I call it debris,
sure,
in the gut is removed, and once the load in the gut has been reduced that dramatically, your system will start to, again, begin to rebuild that and function. Now, again, giving it what it needs to rebuild is going to be a very...
Yeah, well, we'll get into that, but let's stick here. So you would, even if you were going to do it more than once, you'd start to go ahead and do the other good stuff in. Wouldn't that just be wasting it? Or
no, because, again, during the day, once you flushed out, you got to replace it anyway. You got to put the probiotic in. You got to put the yogurt in, and that these also repair the colon.
Sure. So these won't wash out the next time because they're the good guys.
Well, you'll have used
no,
it up.
No, you would though. Okay. So do you normally have to do more than 1 teaspoon hit?
Not normally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Not really.
I know. It's hard to say.
Oh no. Yeah. You know.
You can kind of feel if you kind of say, well, that's enough for now, that kind of thing.
Usually I go 30 days with
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
certain other method that was out there. But usually for the first time, I get people in a 30-day cycle because they're so loaded with so much, like I say, debris in the gut that, you know, between the transgenics, genetics, epigenetics, the...
Progenetics, transgenders, you know, it's everything. It's like, so, Tony, a couple questions. Is this the same kind of stuff that, you know, when you did these cleanses, remember, in the hippie days 10, 20 years ago, I remember, or some of the more famous ones, and people would get out what they said were these ropey kind of black stuff. Is that the same thing that they claim they were coming out? Do you know what I mean? These different cleanses?
You know what? I really don't know.
You don't know? Yeah.
Today, after, like I said, after seeing so much with the, like I said, with the nano and all the other things that have come out of that and the biofilm buildup, I don't know what they were seeing, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I think I remember what you're saying.
You know what? They were like it was
like those black.
Yeah, right. Like a tire kind of thing that it was encasing the colon.
I think, you know what? That may have been biofilm as well. Mm-hmm. So, again, thinking back, I mean, I've never thought about it since now that you brought it up. I mean, looking back and thinking about it now, that could have been, I mean, it could have been industrial pollution. That could have been metals that they were having in the food supply. It definitely would have been a lot of biofilm there because the biofilm would have accumulated very heavily there.
Mm-hmm.
That is loaded with
it, I wonder, if you get all this biofilm thing over, that the gut can actually even leak? Isn't that just clogging everything up?
Necessarily, because the nature of the biofilm and the nature of what it's holding, it could very well concentrate the burrowing in or burrowing out from the colon. It does form some kind of barrier, but the stuff inside is still active. So it starts to, again, accumulate. It starts to replicate. It starts to assemble. And then it starts to attach itself to whatever it's going to attach to. It actually uses the biofilm to assemble itself. So it initially there may be some kind of coating, but it goes right through.
Is this happen in the stomach and the small intestine too, or just in the colon?
Everywhere. I mean, people that are having the lesions and stuff forming, this is what's happening, is the skin itself is loaded with bacteria. And the ground-based bacteria has now gone airborne because of the heavy particulate and heavy metallic material in the air. Because that's what biofilm does. It collects on metals or on synthetics to try to contain or whatever. Now, this is landing on the people's skin, which is causing the skin to become damaged as a result of this accumulated biofilm that's attaching itself to your bacteria. It now burrows itself down into your skin as well as coming out of the skin, so it's basically can assemble from the top down or bottom up. Same thing would go on in the colon, except it's getting from whatever way it's getting it in. So, no, it will penetrate, it will permeate, and then it will even use the material to grow inside the colon. So, yeah, the leaky gut is just one aspect. That's all these intestinal issues that are going on today, whatever itis you want to attach to the end to it, the colitis, you know, irritable bowel.
Sure. Lots of them. Yeah, lots of them.
Different stages of the same condition.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a little break here. We got started late, and then we're going to dig in and just get a whole list of things that Tony will suggest after all of his experience, and he's got a lot of it, talking to people around the world, to heal the gut up. And that'll be a nice place to start here. It's November 13th, 2017. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We're going to talk to an interesting fellow out of Canada. Not sure he's near Tony. His name is Gino, but he's into some really different kinds of fastings and some herbs, dry fasting. Really curious, that fellow. Talked to him over the weekend, and somebody told me about him. I think you're going to enjoy that. That'll be tomorrow. Also, with the doc out of San Antonio about some of the things that the one you love, are trying to pass and put through your privacy on your medical records and stuff. And this is really spooky stuff that you need to hear to be able to protect yourself. So, you know, we try to keep you up to date on what the heck is going on. If you'd like to join the show this morning, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com, the email for Tony Pentelarusco. previously with our conversation with Brandon Amalani. We love the rice sprouts. I tell you what, they're happening. My little body likes that. Ooh, man, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people get amazing results. It's something as simple as sprouted and fermented rice is just like so nutrient-dense, so easily absorbable. And it builds the chi and the organ systems in the body. It's very neutral for most people. So it's just, you can feed it to your kids. It's really safe. And I get more positive feedback on that one than any of the other powders. But yeah, it's basically an heirloom rice source that we source from a small family in Japan. So it's like an heirloom grade rice. And then we take that and do a fermentation process on it. So it combines the endosperm, the sprout, and the rice bran, but it makes the bran soluble. And the fermentation process actually unlocks a lot of fermentation has this really amazing ability to create nutrients out of nothing through that process. So yeah, that's a really special product in a lot of ways.
Rice sprouts, really nice product. Front page, One Radio Network, Shen Blossom. You see the ad. This is where you get the goji berry, Shizandra, ginseng, a lot of cool things. And try these rice sprouts for you and the kids. Front page, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with chemist, biologist, and nutritionist George Altgeld, we asked him this. And so what do you think about Dr. Seneff's contention that as these glyphosates are in the soil, they bust the sulfur cycle, and that's really detrimental to the body?
It's extremely detrimental. Sulfur is such an important detoxifying agent for the entire body and especially for the liver. You've got to have trace minerals so that the liver can build these compounds that are essential for getting itself cleaned. And that lady who was talking about sulfur, man, play that ad every chance you get, because our foods are so deficient in sulfur, and it is a big deal for the liver to have enough sulfur to make all those compounds that it uses to detoxify itself. Not just sulfur, they're all important, but sulfur is the one that we're so deficient in, and we need sulfur.
Thanks, George. I had some this morning. You might want to give it a try. You can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. 3 locations, 3 prices delivered. And if you like more than £4 for a discount, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source on One Radio Network.
Yeah, I mentioned that heat lamp. It's, man, these things are really cool. It is the Relax Far Infrared technology that's in a table lamp. And you can just hold it. And I have been using it for about a week and a half or so when you're reading or watching a film. And man, you put on your tummy and you eat the healthiest organs. You put on your, I'm just doing all over the body, thyroid, spleen, kidneys. And helps to just keep them detoxified and happy and juice them up with energy. And that's what it's about. These organs get energized and they can withstand, in my opinion, anything. That's what you got to get strong. And these are cool. We can make a deal for the sauna and the lamp, or just the lamp or just the sauna. simply email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Anytime. I'm checked in with my email quite a few times during the day, so I'm in touch, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal. These are deals that we can't even put on the website because the price, and we can't put them in print, but they allow us a little leeway to get creative with you just by working with me directly, thanks to Phil Wilson, good friend of mine. Okay, with Tony Pantelaresco, it is augmentinforce.com. He has about 550,000 YouTube videos. He's second only to Kim Kardashian in YouTube videos, so this is good. And, well, maybe not Kim, but... So, Tony, let's kind of go down the top of your list. So, if people feel like they've got some things going on in their gut like you talk about, they want to try the STS, they want to strip this baby out, and now they want to go in and start building up. So what are some of your things?
Some of the simplest things would be like cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, really? Just like good, full-fat, organic cottage cheese. What does that do?
Got high concentrations of glutamine, which will help, again, in the reconstruction and repairing of the colon.
Mm-hmm.
Your yogurts, full-fat, again, same thing. They've done studies with yogurt and certain strains. Now they've actually been able to regrow a colon.
Wow.
MSM, quercetin, these are sulfurs that actually help, again, regenerate and rebuild the colon as well. MSM and colostrum can actually stop a leaky gut or, again, the way it can go in and how it repairs.
We've heard that. Do you think that's true? Yeah, Dynavitalis has suggested, and the sulfur people suggest with colostrum it does. So you've seen evidence of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Over the years, for sure.
Wow. So sure. I wonder what it is, the sulfur and the colostrum. They just like it together with each other?
The MSM has got the sulfur content to it. So what it's doing is helping, pull out some of the metals. Again, sulfur is part of the rebuild muscle building or even tissue building process as well. Sometimes I'm even adding chlorides now. I'm using different types of chlorides to break up the biofilm in the gut, cobalt chloride, copper chloride, sodium chloride, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride.
Do you need those if you're going to do the STS?
Been finding more and more now that people who've got even in just general infections in the body that don't seem to want to heal with any format that they're using.
Hmm.
Once you get them on those chlorides, all of a sudden there's a transition, a transformation that's going on that's just phenomenal.
Hmm. Chlorides, different chlorides.
Different chlorides, copper. Copper is the go-to everything. As far as I can see and what I'm seeing with the repair, copper, zinc, these two are very crucial. I mean, they produce the SOD. But copper, in my humble estimation, they have overestimated the damage, the danger, and underestimated its value. It is so key to a lot of the issues everybody's dealing with today, whether they be skin issues, brain issues, organ issues, joint issues, collagen issues, infectious issues that are, again, don't seem to be going away. I don't even believe that 90% of women or even 99% of women are having actual yeast infections, but what I'm seeing more and more is more of a biofilm buildup that's accumulated throughout the whole lower region there. And so once you start getting them on these chlorides, all of a sudden there's this release of this biofilm, and it seems to just start to come out in droves, literally. So
you've said that you like this liquid chlorophyll. We have one in our store. That's a nice source of copper and pretty nice tasting. It's got a little mint thing to it.
Are you talking about the Bernard Jensen's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, for people who haven't gotten that advanced, it's really a good source to go to. It's one of the cleanest sources out there on the market. There's a couple products out there, but that one is the one I usually, because that one seems to be the most popular. You can pretty well find that anywhere.
Yeah, and it's very inexpensive, and you can put it in smoothies or whatever. It goes pretty well with chocolate.
It goes almost anything. Put in your coffee, your tea, anything.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I would add a little zinc with it. I may even add and I've been experimenting with this, with cobalt chloride. You can actually make these things at home. Copper chloride is very simple to make. All you need is muriatic acid, peroxide, 50-50, piece of copper that's 99% copper, 99.9% copper, throw it in there. In 12 hours, it'll dissolve it completely down. Then add a little baking soda, a couple of sessions of baking soda, filter it out, and you just made your own copper chloride.
Copper chloride. And if you were just going to buy copper chloride on the market, would it be in a capsule?
It'd be in a powder form.
Powder.
You'd have to turn it into a solution.
Yeah.
Working on will be zinc chloride. That's the next one I'm going to be looking at.
What's your favorite way to take in zinc, extra zinc? And don't we all need a little bit of the boron to make sure the zinc works? Or did you say that, or did I read that somewhere?
Maybe we read it. I mean, it's a possibility. They all work together because boron is a salt as well. So, you know, when you're looking at zinc, you have boron, copper, manganese, cobalt, I mean, they are so vital to keeping your inside hygienic, sanitized, protected. Without these things, and nobody's really eating these things like they should be, and you're not going to get them in the food supply that you would need to adequately defend to remove whatever's going on in the body. So people always ask, well, can I eat this? Can I tell you? You can eat it, but you're not going to get enough of it. So, you know, once you're compromised like that.
So there's just not enough there, you think, in the soils and stuff.
So, you know, plus with all the other inundations that are going on with irradiation in the food supply, the pasteurizations, the sterilizations, and all the other things that they're doing. And then on top of that, the environmental aspects of the pollutants that are falling out of the sky into the food supply. Whatever is affecting our food supply has diminished the value of the food. So you're not going to get what you think you're going to get anymore in the food table. Not from what I'm seeing, unless it's even grown in a greenhouse, which today might be even a better source of your food rather than getting it from the farm. It, too, will have some form of compromise to it. So you're going to have to supplement in order to repair these things.
Okay, Tony Pantelaresco, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Could you please ask Tony, writes an emailer, why I, let's see, if I'm taking a shot of brandy with one drop of sage, one drop of rosemary, one drop of thyme, when I take it at 6 p.m. or so, it has a tendency to wake me up around 3 o'clock in the morning and keep me up all night. Oh, so.
That's not doing it. That won't do it.
It's not doing it. Something else is going on.
That would be either his smart meter or the towers around him going off at 3 a.m. That's everywhere across the planet. So that's not doing it. So, I mean, if he thinks that's doing it, then it's wrong speculation. 3 o'clock in the morning, just about everywhere across the United States, Canada, Europe, Asia, everywhere, I get calls, can't sleep. And that's because either the towers are going off or the frequencies are being activated or whatever, or your smart meters, and nobody's sleeping. So, I mean, we're working on shielding, and I've come up with an EMF shield that you can put in your home. It's very easy, very inexpensive. All you need to do is get a set of speakers, hook them up to, you know, those little fences, those electrical fences that you can hook up to keep your cows and goats and sheep.
Oh, yeah, I think I do. I've seen them advertised. I've never used
one.
You go
to a farm supply, you can buy them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That expensive. Anyway, you hook them up to your speakers.
What speakers? Like your speakers?
You go to any $5 store or Value Village or whatever secondhand store, pick up a bunch of speakers and hook them up to the unit. You know, it's got two prongs, a positive and negative, so, you know, hook the system up so that they're running. And place them throughout the house, throughout the rooms, by your windows. And what this does is it'll produce an EMF pulse on a 20-cycle system that they've got. I got one that's good for, I think 5 miles, something like that. So I got it indoors. So what's happening is I've had people now walking through the store who will have three bars on their phone for strength, walk through my door, and drops down to one.
Oh, that's good. That means that's good.
I had another one come in where I was talking to his wife on the cell phone. The phone flashed, and it went off. It kicked it off. And the interesting thing about this, when you take a meter to read it, if you're on top of it, you're going to get a low reading. But the further away you go, the reading becomes more potent. And as a result, it creates what they call a fractal or expanding wave. And it'll go through the walls. I got one behind me, not behind me now, but on my workstation, which is blocking the guy's Wi-Fi from coming through the wall. It goes right up to the ceiling. And I got one speaker on the floor, which is now covering the floor. You can get readings anywhere in the shop with the unit. It seems to be doing a good job as far as, again, deflecting it or minimizing it. And if you got them going around your bedroom, you may find you're going to sleep better.
You're building your own little...
Building your own
like your little Faraday cage or whatever you want to call it. Something,
force field.
Yeah, a little force field.
But you're putting up there. And it wouldn't be a bad idea for everybody to wear a grounding strap connected to a direct ground when you're sleeping. This will make a big difference as well in regarding of you getting hit with the frequencies or from whether it be your smart tower or whether it be the towers outside. They go off at certain times of the day and night, especially between 2 and 4 a.m. That seems to be another critical time where they go off. You may find by wearing one of those, you'll also sleep a whole lot better because whatever frequencies are hitting you will, again, hit you, charge you up in your sleep so you don't rest like you should. Your body's in a defense mode. This will allow a discharging to take place so that while you're sleeping, whatever you're getting hit with will go right into the ground. So we've been using it. We've been giving it to people. We're seeing all kinds of results. Even if, let's say you got back pain or muscle aches all over your body, and you wear these straps on you, within 5 to 10 minutes, the pain's gone. It literally allows the buildup of the inflammation just to be reduced down to nothing because, again, your body's charging up, and this keeps the charge down to a minimal. And you'd be surprised how much faster your recovery is.
So you're putting an actual rod out in the ground, running it in through the window or something?
No. Some do. Mm-hmm. Some, if you don't have a direct ground, you have to have a direct ground in your home, and you can buy a meter to check that to make sure you have a direct ground. And basically, all you would do is take a wire.
Oh, you're just putting it in the third prong in the outlet.
Yeah, I just hope you buy a plug.
Yeah.
And hook the wire to the ground plug, only the ground. And then hook up either a copper strap or a copper band on the other end. Give yourself a good 10, 15 feet. Connect it up. Strap it to you. You just made yourself grounded while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a form of earthing in a sense because, again, everything that you're getting will discharge from you. It will bleed you dry, especially if you've been around a lot of electronic equipment or a lot of equipment that puts out different fields. This is a godsend as far as helping the reduction of the buildup on the cells and on the tissues. And again, it can help offset any DNA damage that may be occurring as well.
Tony, here's a cool little thing that we've learned over the years from Dave Stetzer, who really knows about this stuff, what you're talking about and all this. He's been at it about 40 years, master electrician. He says a very simple, nice, heavy piece of aluminum foil with your bare feet. You stand on that for about 45 seconds a couple times a day, and that discharges everything off of your body.
So, oh, I've been telling people that, too. Yeah, not even
you can do that right before you... I know that you like even copper, but I don't know. I don't think copper works any better. I think that...
No. For stepping on the aluminum, he's correct. He's absolutely correct.
Step on it, yeah.
I tell people the same thing. Get a 3-foot piece of aluminum foil, put it on the ground. And it doesn't even take 45 seconds. The moment you step on it, you're...
Probably so.
Yeah, relief.
I just do it when I'm brushing my teeth, so I know that I'm on it, for a while. Yeah. But I think it helps. You can feel it. Pretty cool. Here's one for you. Tony mentioned some must-have basic elements, copper, zinc, boron, selenium, and iodine. I'm planning to buy each of these in bulk. Thus, my question is, what are the proportions to enter into, say, a bucket so I get a healthy mix? Here's a person going to put these in a bucket.
You just put a teaspoon.
Just
you
a teaspoon.
You don't need much, mm-hmm. If you're doing a bucket to extract it out, what I do is I made a solution with the copper chloride and threw it in there. Probably what I put in there, probably 2 dropperfuls. I also put a couple drops of iodine in mine sometimes. Sometimes I'll put in borax or boron. I put that in there as well. I've been experimenting with different salts in this as well to help, again, extradite the nanoparticulates out of the body. I actually use maybe a cap full of DMSO sometimes. There's your sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my salt, regular salt, and vinegar in there, too, in the water. So
you can
play with that. You can even amplify the bucket. For those of you who have already built a bucket, what you can do to make it even more potent is get yourself some magnets, black carbon magnets are about the size of a quarter. You can buy them at any Home Depot.
Yeah.
I'm there. They're pretty cheap in the U.S. Anyway, you might want to line up the bucket with an extra, 4 down, and 8 or 10 across, and then do the same thing. Create a put magnets on so that they're repelling. Tape them on, and then apply the bucket or power it up. You'll find that the power will improve dramatically in the drawing effect of what it's pulling out. So you'll see even more higher volume come out of the body. So that's another thing that we've been playing with. And another thing we've also done with it, which I'd have to show on the YouTube or show on a live stream, is by adding coils to the bucket. It's amazing where it draws from. You can actually feel the pulse drawing from the hip almost, or up near the genital area. It's pulling from there. So when you get done, the bucket usually takes, anyway, if you're sitting in it for an hour, it can take an hour to fill with the volume. But with these extra magnets, you may find within 20 minutes, the bucket may be filling up very quickly with whatever debris is coming out of your body.
What Tony's talking about are these buckets, and lead them to a YouTube video to learn how to make these things.
The anti-nano bucket.
Yeah, anti-nano bucket.
It's on YouTube, and if you go into YouTube, type in Herbs Plus Beadworks, or type in Tony Pantelresco, and in the search, type in the anti-nano bucket or the anti-nano triangle, whichever way you want to make. But the bucket, that was when we did that, we showed you a very basic rudimentary bucket that you can make very inexpensively, so anybody can make them. And to amplify the effect, again, go get some ceramic magnets, and whether they're square or circle, and put them on the outside, line them up vertically so that one is under the other one, and then go across, you know, like go across the bucket, you know, so you put rows of them, either 8 or 10, and then again put another set of magnets on top of those without repelling. So you may have to tape them down individually until you get them all done, and then put a roll of tape on again on top of that, and then when you plug it in, the field is even more potent, and you'll see a more effective draw coming out of the body. It's amazing what you'll see with it.
Wow, pretty wild. And then I suspect it would keep away mouth-breathing Anunnaki aliens too, right? I mean,
may attract them.
Oh yeah, that's true. It could attract them. That's right. This person's really wacko. I'm going to go visit them. What are some electronic devices or methods, right, somebody we can install in our homes that are help protect us from the 5G? Well, you already talked about one that you can build. Do you have a video on building that one?
Not yet. Like I said, I'm always experimenting and I'm trying these things. And
so
again,
video on that?
Someone comes in and they tell me what's going on with their electronic devices. I'm like, yay, okay, it's working. 5G is a different animal. It's not like your 3 and 4G. 5G is going to be a system on steroids. And from what I'm understanding of it, from what I'm seeing with the head of the FTC, they're going to be mounting these things on everybody's telephone pole. So they're going to be a direct beam. And so you're going to really have to come up with very innovative blocking mechanisms on your windows, especially windows. If you do have an older home, I do suggest you go get some lead powder, mix it in with some paint, add a little canola oil to it, mix it together, and paint the outside of the house with lead. I would paint the inside of the house with copper. You can go get some copper sulfate, relatively cheap, dissolve that in your latex paint, paint your inside with copper, and then attach a wire to your wall, to your ground. So if some signals do somehow get in, if it hits the wall, it will be directed away from the house. Having this type of device that I've just talked about, having a EMF pulse going on. The next thing I'm going to be looking at is the magnetrons out of a microwave. I have to study that a little bit more to really get the grasp of it. But that should put out enough of a frequency if you get two of them, again, horizontally in a direct line, should be able to put some kind of a wave. Again, I still have to look stuff up. I still have to experiment on it. But I'm also looking at things to do in order to block. But these are some of the things that you can do. These are some things you may want to look into. In order to stop a frequency, you either have to have a frequency of equivalent strength to neutralize it, or you have to have something where it's going to be attracted to. Simplest example would be if I've got two magnets and they're facing north and south, they will attract each other. Now, if I put those same two magnets, a piece of steel between the same two magnets, The magnets are now attracted to the steel. Now, if I get two magnets which are same field, north and north, they will repel each other. But you put a same piece of steel between them, the two magnets now will attract to the steel. So you have to start thinking in terms of what is going to attract that frequency and either have that as a shield or a direct away from you, to misdirect or detour away from you, or you have to come up with a frequency or field that's going to match what's coming into your house or coming into your doors. And you may want to start thinking about wearing some sort of RF material. I wear a piece of chest material over my chest. I wear a copper and aluminum plate underneath that. So when I'm in front of my computer, when the thing starts to try to beam me and pop me, which it does regularly, my torso is protected.
Okay.
I've also made a Faraday hat now, which is basically a copper band with a copper mesh that just slides over your head like a toque. And you can wear it while you're driving, you wear it while you're in front of your computer, and it makes a huge difference in not only your maintaining your alertness, but even in your cohesion in your thinking. And it does block a lot of frequencies that are coming into you.
So this would go right over your tinfoil hat, the Faraday hat.
This is better.
That would be good. No,
okay. It's a copper, because your body needs copper, and your brain requires copper to increase brain connections and grow new connections. So it's a win-win. So it basically just slides over. You can wear it while you're sleeping if you want. I've made mine, so I got a thing if I want to attach a ground to it. I can't. But I notice that even when I'm driving, if I got to drive a distance, used to be able to drive 1,000 miles in a day before I'd feel anything. Now I drive 45 minutes one way and back, I'm pooped. So, and I realized a lot of it is because where I'm driving through, there's a lot of towers, a lot of windmills, and it's causing a resonance frequency to be hitting me. So when I wear this thing, I'm fine. I can drive back and forth. I'm alert. I'm active. And, you know, things are going good. So it's
okay.
Effective.
All right. That's all right. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com with Tony Pantelarusco. Those are some interesting ideas. You can build some things yourself, probably less expensive than if you buy a device. We have two that we are proven that work. This one thing that is called the Blue Shield. It's out of New Zealand that we've been promoting for a few months now. It's a beautiful little cube. It's actually proven that it'll do. It'll block, it'll protect right in your home. You plug it in and it goes out about 300 yards. It's called the Blue Shield. It's a really beautiful little device. You can get 10% off one radio. Click on that link and read all the technology. If you have questions, you can email Brandon about it. We did a show on it. We're going to be playing some commercials that we're editing now. It's a nifty little thing. Also, they have a device that it's about as big as a credit card, and you charge that up on your computer with a USB port. Lasts for about 2 months, 2 weeks rather, and you carry that around. So when you're driving around and getting blasted by 4G, 5G, whatever. And Tony's right about it. I mean, out in California, they're putting these 5G things up on different telephone poles, sometimes as close as 50 yards apart. It's crazy. They want to blanket this 5G, and California is just the first state. It'll probably be everywhere in a few years. And these things are tough. And so this is a technology that Brandon researched for about a year. It works, and it's called Blue Shield. It's on the front page. You can see it. Beautiful little ad. Use promo code ONERADIO. Get 10% off. We're with Daniel Vitalis of SurThrival. New product, Taboo. Can I guess what that's about?
Yeah, Taboo is our first aphrodisiac elixir. I like to think of it as a chocolate liqueur. Not only rich in chocolate and vanilla and maple, but all of these different herbs which help seduce the senses and help to plump up erectile tissue in the body. There are standardized extracts of epimedium. You've probably heard of that, called horny goatweed, and then ashwagandha as well. But there's also moripuama, tribulus, maca, and a good dose of elk antler in there as well. Now, the idea is that it works in the short term to enhance libido and enhance the engorgement of erectile tissue, both in men and women. But it also works long-term, optimizing your sex hormones to increase libido in the long game as well.
Well, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Yes, it does sound fun. Why not get yourself some? It's called Taboo, and it's on any SurThrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com. And then when you go on there, check around Sorry. Okay. Then I'm going to go to another provider. I almost got confused here. Brandon Amalani used to work with Daniel for many years. Brandon has his own company now. They're still good friends, but Brandon has his own. It's called Shen Blossom. And he's the same person that's providing this Blue Shield I just mentioned for the EMFs. But you go on Shen Blossom, my boy, it's the bomb. They have medicinal miso, 7 to 10 years aged, 10 years old. Wow. This is the real stuff. He's got a turmeric formula. That's pretty amazing. He's got organic fermented noni juice that's not been pasteurized or anything. It's really cool. Umeboshi plums, wild black sesame butter, organic. I mean, his stuff is just cleaner machine, all in Myron glass. Medicinal mushrooms, DAP formula, Shizandra, goji berries. We mentioned the rice sprouts powder, teas, beautiful products. He has 50-year-old ginseng that's used with organic sake to ferment it. 50-year-old, so if you're going to go out and want ginseng that you could take every day for the rest of your life, you want to get something that's, you know, that's the real deal. Don't go out and just buy some ginseng on Amazon. You have no idea where it came from. You know, I have no idea if it works. You have no idea how old it is. You have no idea if it's been irradiated soils, nothing. If you don't know the source with these things, you're going to waste your money and you could actually hurt yourself. As Tony has told you, you could buy all these colloidal silvers on Amazon and stuff like that, and most of them are all nano. We have a colloidal silver on One Radio Network that is monoatomic, which is not nano. The fellow's up on the nanotechnology. It is not nano, and it's you can get 750 parts per million. And he has copper, he has magnesium, gold, silver, monoatomic. You can nebulize this stuff. You can drink it internally. And yeah, how about some monoatomic copper? Tony talks about copper. I've got some of it. I just haven't messed with it much. I think I'm going to start nebulizing it and see what that does. Anyway, this is from Nature's Pure Organics. I've switched now to them. Three different people we've talked about. Sir Thrival, right, for the taboo. The Shen Blossom for all of the different ginsengs and that, and sesame butter, and then to Nature's Pure Organics on the front page, a monoatomic gold, silver, copper, magnesium, and selenium in liquid form, and you can get very high parts per million, too. Nothing like this you can find on the interweb. Huge. I mean, you can do special orders and get 5,000 parts per million of silver if you want it. It'll cost you, but you can get it. I don't know if you need that much, but who knows? Anyway, just call him. You'll click on the Nature's Pure Organics, call him, and you got to know the source, baby. Because if you don't know the source, you just don't know what you're getting.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com.
How far are you from New York, Tony?
Sorry?
How far are you from New York?
Let's see here. I guess the closest border would be Fort Erie. I'm probably about 3.5 hours away.
Yeah. You ever go there, the big city, and look around?
Been there once.
Yeah. They don't have any EMFs going on in New York, do they?
Oh, are you kidding?
Could you imagine living in the city with what's going on with towers and
area what's worse is L.A.
Oh, I know. Did you hear me talking about California? And you're right about the 5G. I've seen articles. They're putting them on telephone poles like 25 and 50 yards apart.
It's actually going on right now in the United States in 11 different states.
Oh, is it?
Florida, Michigan, Washington, D.C., I believe Washington, Oregon. Oregon, California for sure, and I think Texas, in some parts of Texas, they're starting a prototype. I was listening to the head of the FTC on YouTube. This guy is an idiot.
No, come on. How could he be an idiot? He's a government employee.
Of course. Right out. He came right out.
Are you saying, excuse me, and then I'll let you say, is it FCC or FTC?
Sorry, FCC.
Okay, okay, FCC. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right, sorry.
Yeah.
The guy comes right out and says, says that this, that it's going to make tens of billions of dollars, and that's what was important. That's what he says. I'm listening to this guy.
Oh, you mean the 5G stuff?
And then he stated that they weren't even going to test it. I couldn't believe what's coming out of his mouth. They're not even going to test it. That they were not going to do what the Europeans were going to do, study it to death. They were going to be innovative and allowed to go out there like they did with the, you know, with the transgenics and everything else that they've done without any test. The nano is the biggest, most horrific thing that they've ever released without doing any testing whatsoever, and they're doing the same thing now with this technology. We all know the dangers of these cell phones and these other type of phones, portable phones, what they do to your DNA and your genetics and the cancers they cause and all the other autoimmune disorders that they run. This thing is going to make 3 and 4G look like candy. Now, I already had one person from Sweden contact me because they've got it over there. And when she got over there, the nano poisoning got activated. The signals actually turned it on. Now, I've been saying for the longest time that when this hits, the nano poisoning that I've been referring to, which, by the way, I got to say something on that too. The FDA has now acknowledged that Morgellons is a real pathology. They're coming out and saying it, and they're pointing out to the Spearsets and the other nonsense that they're talking about, and they're so out to lunch on the whole thing. So what's going to happen now is people are going to be misdirected with this thing. Oh, yeah, look, the FDA, even though we know the FDA is FOS most of the time, all the time generally, they're now acknowledging, but it's nano poisoning is what it is. So the 5G, when it kicks in, I'm almost expecting an epidemic outbreak of this stuff because it is going to be so... The direct way this thing is going to hit people's homes, when they're spacing them out like that, this is going to go directly into your house. It's like a direct beam, you know, unless you've got a barrier to block it, there is no stopping it primarily. So unless you're underground and shielded with whatever sort of shielding. But the guy was just phenomenally trying to sell this thing that they're going to go along and tweak it as it's needed.
They just don't have a clue, you know. And Tony, there's so much evidence out of Europe on the dangers of just your regular old cell phone that just don't see the light of day around here. It's just really unconscionable what's going on between the FCC, the FDA, and, you know, the big technology companies. You know, just, man, stuff.
Well, I tell you, you know,
terrible. We're terrible, man. They don't have a clue, you know. They do have a clue, but they don't care, I think.
It's the money that's talking. And you got to remember, this whole...
it's huge. Yeah, you start thinking...
I look at North America as one big lab. That's how I look at North America. I mean, everything that's being done here, you know, that's being exported out. And then when the Europeans get a hold of it, they actually study it. And then they say, well, what are you doing? Why would you consider doing this? So, you know, when people get all caught up on the 5G, because they got everybody hooked on phones now. I mean, it's phenomenal. You're walking out the street and you see people holding a cell phone, and that's all they're doing. You know, they can't put it down. There was some kind of condition where people are always waiting for a call or always waiting for something to transpire on the phone, and they can't put it down.
Oh, it's definitely a mental, emotional addiction. There's no doubt about it. You can just look at any city. Go in an airport. You ever go in an airport and watch people? Everybody's on their phone doing texting. Nobody's just doing nothing. Or reading. It's just crazy. You know, I agree. It's an addiction, boy, and it's dangerous.
You don't even have a cell phone.
You know, I don't either, boy. I got a $10 one, Tony, in my car. I don't know the number. I've never, I've used it a couple of times, but only in emergency. That's the only thing, if I get a flat tire. But I'm not going to mess with it. I just don't want any part of it.
I don't see the need for it myself.
No,
I mean, you know, what did we do before cell phones?
That's right. Did we survive,
What did we do?
we left the house. You think it's okay that we can get a message when we get back? But, you're right, too, Tony. I don't know how it is there, but it's going to be more and more difficult to even get a landline. They don't want you to have one. You go to a new home, or you move, they'll just do everything they can to talk you into a cell phone.
Well, it's cheap. I mean, every time you put in a cable or I know. It's going to cost them. This is why they decided to adapt to telephones, because they're already there. You don't have to take anything out. And this is something that I've observed as well. When California was getting hit with these unique, freakish events going on, certain neighborhoods were completely wiped out, where other ones still kept standing. And I often wondered if those that were still standing had 5G already implemented, and the ones that they've leveled, now that they can rebuild, they can put it in. I mean, it's just some of these things just make you go, 20, 30 years ago, I never would have thought of that. I would have thought that that's, what it was. But now, today, I don't let nothing go by. I don't assume anything anymore.
I hear you, boy.
The technology that I'm seeing coming out. Have you been following? I was going to ask you. Have you been following Sophia?
Enlighten me. Sophia, what do you mean, Sophia?
Artificial intelligence. Have you been following that at all?
No, I don't know about, too much about that.
You got to get up on this.
Why?
Okay, they gave a machine a citizenship.
A what?
They gave a machine a citizenship. This is an artificial intelligence.
Good. And her name's Sophia? Is she cute or what?
I guess it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I think it's an abomination myself, but anyhow. They gave this thing a citizenship, and I'll tell you how far we are in this twilight zone called artificial intelligence. It's basically running the planet. You've heard about the Bitcoin, right?
Of course.
This thing, not only did it get a citizenship, it created its own Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin is coming from, artificial intelligence. And this is what's being used now. Even Russia came out with a Bitcoin ruble.
Yeah, I know. We follow it. Yeah, we follow that on our money show.
But the implication here about this is that the artificial intelligence is running the show. That means your food. That means your health. That means the chemtrails above you. That means the genetics that they're putting into the field. That means the nanoparticles that they are, again, talking about using. Because you're seeing more and more now about the nano and the wonders of nano and how it's going to, save the day and everything else. And it's just baloney. But this is going to be the root problems for a lot of issues all along the way, whether it be financial, whether it be your health, whether it be medical. It's going to be an atrocity. So the reason I'm bringing it up, because this is going to indirectly affect everything, even the stuff we're buying, even the stuff that we're using. It's going to have some sort of either nanotechnology or AI technology incorporated into it. So I'm bringing this up because a lot of people aren't even aware of who, you weren't even aware of who Sophia was. So when you start looking at this, give an example. They have her come on, and she talks to the general public, and she makes jokes. And so they had another AI that they got out of Japan with Facebook. And what happened was the two AIs got together and started creating a new language between them, and they didn't know what was going on. They had to turn these devices off. That's how scary it became. So anyway, I'm throwing it out there basically so that everybody's awake and aware and understands Bitcoin, all these things, but also understands where it's stemming from. And even with health, some of the things that you're going to be seeing in the health food industry or in the health industry is going to be drastically altered. And this is where study and investigation is going to come through. I mean, you're going to really need to determine the marketing research and the marketing hype as to the actual factual research that's there and that you can apply to see if it works or not, because this is where it's going.
Yeah, well, blockchain technology, I think, is here to stay, and all of the, as you said, the ruble is now they're going to blockchain, and the dollar's going to go to a blockchain. I mean, it's all digital now anyway, but it'll just be faster, more transparency, and easier to track. And they know what they're doing, you know, the people that control the money, you know.
Well, there's always been this big thing to breaking the U.S. dollar, and they're saying that this is, they're saying that this is a one possible aspect of doing it through Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin is going to be a sabotage. I think everyone's going to be dumping their money into it, and then they're going to pull the plug on it. So that now they've collected all these funds, and there's no way you can track it. I mean, even the guy that was talking about it, Bitcoin actually was utilized by the crime syndicates of the planet. Now it's being transitioned over.
Well, we don't know who started it. There's a possibility. People are making a lot of money right now because it's going up. But I agree with you. We don't really know.
$7,000 a coin.
$7,000? No, I know, Tony. I remember we did a show in 2010. You know how much it was when we did that show? 25 cents.
Yeah.
25 cents. And I know a fellow now who's living large, I won't tell you where, and he just bought two jets because he was in on Bitcoin 7 years ago. So, yeah. You know, a lot of money was made, but I agree with you. You just don't know who's behind all of this, and I think that's $55 billion market cap today, and if there's some, you know, people like the CIA or NSA involved in this from the beginning, I wouldn't be surprised, and they just dump it and wipe out $100 billion, too. I don't know. I wouldn't trust it, man. I wouldn't trust it, but people are buying it.
I mean, that's the one thing. I was listening to a guy last night on it, and he was talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned, there's one out of Italy. I think it's called Ethereum.
That's the number two, Ethereum, right.
Three of them that he mentioned, which are probably the safest ones to go to. But again, he's made the same comment. But he was saying that the AI is behind all of it.
Oh, well, could be.
The AI is actually what initiated the Bitcoin to begin with, because there's absolutely no trace of anybody other than the artificial intelligence. So this is what I'm saying. We have to be up on what's going on with this, because this is so subversive what's happening. Again, right. Nobody knows what's going on, but everyone's just jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, well, that's human nature, you know, a brave new world. Okay, here, I'd love to hear Tony about getting colonized mold out of my body and how to help damage from the inflammation that it's caused. Dr. Schumer has a shoemaker has a product, but it's very expensive. Okay.
Well, mold is easy enough to knock out. All you need is either white vinegar or copper or both.
Hmm.
Apply both, and you know, even topically, you can make a copper acetate, which is copper and vinegar, and start spraying the top topically, and again, take it orally, and again. Let's get back to real rudimentary, fundamental things. No grains, no pastas, no rice, no corn, no cereal, no bread of any kind. Nothing, whether it's orgasmically organic or not, it is to be avoided. Your diet is going to be the biggest and most crucial aspect of containing this. The copper in your body has been depleted through several different means, but the glyphosate probably has been the biggest kicker. So you're going to have to renew the vitamins and renew the nutrients. So the way I'm looking at it at this point, any of the minerals out there with copper are probably going to be pretty weak, except for the chlorophylls that you can buy in the market. So I encourage you, if you're not going to make your own copper, whether you're making your own colloidal copper or copper sulfate solution or copper chloride solutions, then go buy the copper products with the Bernard Jensen. If you want to get into getting a more potent or more effective delivery, then you might want to go with a copper chloride. The chlorides are probably going to be the biggest key to anybody suffering any kind of mold, algae, bacterial, fungal, viral, parasitical issues going on right now. You may see biofilm in huge droves come out of you when you start using these things, so don't be surprised what might come out of your backside. So, again, it's important that you recognize that what we're dealing with today is not your normal, everyday pathology. We are dealing with augmented pathologies that have been created in a lab and have been programmed to be doing what they're doing today. So you are dealing with a whole new paradigm, a whole new world, if you will. So you're going to have to come up with things in a whole different way.
And if you meet a girl named Sophia at your local pub, don't take her home.
No, don't, especially if she, you know, synthetic skin and kind of bald and has a glass backing.
That's right, and especially if she beeps. You know, don't do that. I have a flaking scalp for many years and was told it's dermatitis. Any ideas for this, please, from Ronnie?
Again, get off the bread, get off the grains, you know, get off the rices, get off the corns, get off the cereals, you know, get off the soy, you know, no omega-3s, clean it up, and start using things, again, that are highly, with high levels of good bacteria, fermentation, start using more sulfur, whether it's an MSM, whether it's a methionine, whether it's a NAC, whether it's eating garlic or using garlic extracts, onion or onion extracts. These will make a big difference as far as clearing that up. If your body is saturated with materials that are going to manufacture this kind of problem, then you got to eliminate them.
Eliminate them. Here's an email for you. Broken fibula and tibia for a long time ago. Still have a painful swelling on bone. Any ideas that I could use to heal that? My bone density is definitely diminishing. Any ideas I can build up bone density?
Get back on this. Get on salt.
Salt.
Sodium chloride. Start using it. Start using potassium chloride. Increase that. For the issue there with the pain and whatnot, I would probably have used either a collagen, gelatin, and a copper vitamin C combination. Should help. And again, in about 3 or 4 weeks, you should notice a difference in the strength in the area if you do this. Again, if you're going to do these things, it's five times a day. A teaspoon of gelatin or collagen with a teaspoon of chlorophyll and about 2 grams or half a teaspoon of vitamin C. Mix them together. Get them down in you five times a day. See what happens in 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Tony, so much talk about iodine these days, and some people are taking like pounds of it. Some people are not. There's different kinds. We have an Edgar Cayce one we use. You like the Lugol's, 5 or 7%. What do you think about figuring out one's dosage? You just have to go, in your opinion, by how you feel, or do you have other ways?
I do the skin test.
You put it on there and see how long it takes?
But I've got people now doing 10 drops three times a day.
Lugol's?
Lugol's, especially if they're living in high targeted areas with chemtrails, like in Arizona, California, Florida. They are dealing with a whole different paradigm as far as exposure. Their exposure to the chemtrails are far more concentrated than other places.
Hmm. How does iodine protect from chemtrails? What's the mechanism there?
You got four types of radioactive material coming down from the chemtrails: strontium, thorium, uranium, plutonium. So it's going to protect you from the iodine, from the radiation. Iodine also can displace aluminum out of the body.
Does the iodine help the thyroid not to uptake these yucky chemicals? How does that work?
The iodine will protect the thyroid.
Oh, it protects the thyroid.
With selenium, selenium regulates the iodine levels.
Mm-hmm.
The tyrosine and the iodine both convert the T4, T3.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're doing a T4, T3 test, they're actually doing a tyrosine test. They're not really doing an iodine test.
Yeah, right. That's why people have said that tyrosine is good to take if you want to uptake more iodine in your thyroid, correct?
It depends.
Just to get your thyroid stronger, the tyrosine is a good thing.
I lean more towards selenium for that, not
you
tyrosine.
You do, selenium.
I would use the tyrosine and iodine together in conjunction for increasing dopamine levels to work with depression and to work with, like that, anxiety. But, I mean, it's part of the trio that you need, but it's the selenium that actually regulates the amount of iodine you want in the thyroid. You don't want to, I mean, there's a regulator in there, which is again, utilizes selenium to create the effect.
Mm-hmm. What's a reasonable dose of selenium, and what kind do you like?
I make a liposome selenium.
But what about somebody's going to buy it? Because most people just buy this stuff.
You know what? I don't know anymore. I tell people to read the labels because even that has been, there's been compromises on that. So if you can find a clean one, use it.
How much?
How
much? What kind of dose?
I probably get, if they're depending on what they're dealing, if they're taking the iodine, they have them do at least 200 micrograms minimal.
A day of selenium micrograms?
Yeah, every time they take the...
Iodine.
Iodine.
Yeah, just take a little selenium, huh?
Yep.
Cool. Patrick, I own a far rent for a son. I love it. My sister wants to purchase one as limes. Oh, okay. That's somebody that wants a sauna. Sorry. I don't read these things ahead of time. Cool. Been having an upper respiratory problem, and I know Tony had a solution on a previous show, but just can't remember. Would you mind asking him to repeat that for the lungs, upper respiratory?
Well, we got a respiratory video on the YouTube.
Oh,
you
good.
Can go watch that if you want. I can show you how to make one. The biofilm buster that we talked about was basically a shot of your vodka, cognac, or gin.
Ooh, man.
Clear. One or two drops of the essential oil of thyme with one or two drops of either bay leaf, or you can use oregano, or you can use one or two drops of cinnamon with birch or wintergreen. You can even use peppermint. And usually what that will do is if there's any bacterial infection going on real quickly, it breaks it up. We also did one where we, I'm not trying to remember if I did on your show or whatnot, where we take an onion, we juice an onion, and for every ounce of juice you get out of the onion, add a drop of thyme with it.
Ooh.
And then you take vitamin C with it in conjunction. I tell you, that formula
wow.
helped saved a lot of people in my area here. 3 or 4 weeks ago, or last month when we did the show, a week before, they chem-bombed the area outside of where I'm at in Essex County. And so they're out in the county, they did something. And everybody was calling me on respiratory issues. So I gave them the formula to try. And within a day or so, they all contacted me saying how it had made a huge...
Huh. Okay, give that formula again. That's kind of fun. It's because thyme is very powerful. People don't realize how powerful that is, thyme.
Oh, it's more powerful than oregano.
It's just crazy, thyme. Yeah. So what's this formula?
Basically, juice an onion. It doesn't matter what kind.
Just to juice any onion. All right.
And for every ounce of juice you get, add one drop of thyme to it.
Like thyme essential oil.
Thyme essential oil. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And then also combine it with a half a teaspoon of vitamin C, and then mix them up. You can mix the onion extract and the thyme essential oil are mixed well, and you put them in a glass container, put it in the fridge if you want, and every time you need it, do it every 2 hours. If you've been hit very heavily with a chemtrail drop overnight. And next day you find yourself having very strong respiratory issues occurring, you get on this and you do this every 2 hours.
Hmm.
Okay? And you take a half a teaspoon of vitamin C with it. Then don't worry about the diarrhea or whatever. Chances are you're not going to have it. Because
no, that's not a lot, right?
Well, it's every 2 hours. It can accumulate. I mean.
So let me see if I understand. So you have an ounce of onion juice. You're adding one drop of thyme, Tony, and then you put... 1 teaspoon of vitamin C in that mixture, mix it up, and then take an eyedropper and use it every couple hours?
No.
What did I miss there?
You use an ounce of the
juice.
Onion. Okay. Basically, you would already have that already pre-mixed. You can do it your way, too. It would work. You take a drop with the ounce, and a half a teaspoon. So basically, you can put them in a glass, add a little water, add your vitamin C, dissolve it all, and chuck it back.
Oh, do the whole thing. Okay. All right. And then you'd make that every hour or every couple hours if you really had some lung thing going on.
Every 2 hours for the first 4 hours, and then after that, every 4 hours. And you'll find that the relief will be very, 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 very fast forthcoming.
I know a lady that 95, and she's really amazing, really wants to live a long time, and got kind of croaked with chemo, you know, and her lungs have been a problem for years. And... We had her slather on a bunch of Vicks, you know, a Vicks on her chest, mixed up with some pure pine gum spirits, turpentine.
Yep.
And she said that was one of the most powerful things she ever did for her lungs. She did it twice, and you can't believe the stuff she coughed up, man. It was really cool, really cool. Yeah, just Vicks and turpentine. Of course, Vicks has a little turpentine in it. You'll see it right there on the label.
Yeah, turpentine is another one. I mean, that actually knocks out tuberculosis. That'll knock out pleurisy.
Powerful.
And again, that's one of those things I would combine with iodine, because iodine also knocks out a lot of these respiratory ailments as well.
Oh, put that in the mixture and rub on your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just drink some iodine and water if you want, and with that remedy, and you should see expedite whatever out of your system very quickly. But that one there we gave, because anybody can make that, it's very easy to make. And again, the effect was very, 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 very effective.
That's
like
great.
I said,
yeah.
We get things going on here.
Well, that's because they know where you are, man. You got to get out of that GPS, take that thing off your ankle.
That could be it.
They say there's Tony.
Where he was telling me he rides a bike to work, and he's been riding a bike to work for like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And so he was riding, going into work, and he said he just got going, and all of a sudden he felt like his chest was ready to explode. And so he got to a certain point, and he had to actually stop to get it because he was having a very hard time breathing.
Mm.
Then when he got to work, as the day went on, he was fine. And I said, well, if they had dropped something overnight here and you're out there riding your bike, you're breathing it in. Most people don't realize that when you're outside running and jogging and doing all these things, that the uptake of these chemtrails that you're breathing in is increased by a factor of 4. And this stuff will accumulate over a period of time. So these things are not... They're not unexpected, not to me anyway. So it may surprise some people. So those of you who are out there, you know, riding back and forth to work on a bike, you know, this onion mixture that I just gave you will go a long way in protecting you, up your vitamin C, up your sulfur, up your minerals, because you will be you're going to be needing them. Number one, and number two, a lot of these chemtrails will actually displace a lot of the minerals out of your body anyway. Aluminum displaces magnesium and calcium out of the body, and it also can affect iodine. So you definitely want to make sure you maintain those minerals. Cadmium can displace selenium out of the body. So this is very key for all the males, because the selenium also not only regulates the sac, it also regulates the heart rate. So it's another thing that, again, need more than women in regard to maintaining or sustaining their health. So this is very key and very important that you understand that whatever you're exposed to, you know, defend.
Actually, Tony, as you know, sulfur, I mean, is a key ingredient in onions, all right? One of the top sulfur-bearing amino acids. This sulfur thing keeps coming up. I mean, it's really critical to help things get out of the body. It just is.
Well, it's a detoxifier, but it's also a deliverer. Okay, sulfur is also used to deliver things into the body as well. I mean, look at Epsom salt. This is another one I give people for the...
Yeah, put in the bathtub, right? The Epsom salt.
Or to drink orally, even. Yeah. Because, again, it has similar effect as the STS, but on a lot milder level.
You think?
Oh.
I drank some Epsom salts one time, and boy, you know you drank it about 3 hours later. Holy cow.
The STS is almost immediate.
That's right. Oh, yeah, so it's the same thing, yeah.
Wow. Same kind of thing, but it's milder. So people are really, really, really compromised. They may not go with the STS. I may go with the Epsom salt instead, because it's not as tenacious as far as pulling things out of you. But again, the sulfur in the combination delivers the magnesium into the body more efficiently. So again, it's another thing that you can do. This is why I like the acids, you know, all the acids, whether they're citric, malic, ascorbic, when you're combining with minerals, because again, they help in the uptake of these minerals and the way they help break them down. I like the chlorides because of the way they work in getting things into the cells, because our cells have been severely compromised with nanotechnology and nanobiology and with the transgenics and the epigenetics that we are dealing with. So there's reasons for everything and why you do things. So anything that you can do to boost your antioxidant profile, to boost your cellular support, your DNA support, your genetic code, your chromosomes, anything you can do, your mitochondria, to fortify those things, this is going to go a long way in keeping you from being broken down, because everything right now is stacked against you to break you down at an accelerated rate. 5G, when that kicks in, it's going to activate these particulates. The bacteria that has gone from the land into the air, which is now landing on everybody's skin. The research I found last night was saying that 85% of the people in North America having skin issues is all a result of poisoned bacteria. The only way that's possible is if the environment is so heavily polluted that, like I said, that the biofilm is forming right now in the very atmosphere we're walking in, breathing in. That means that up the way we're going to see a higher respiratory failure, higher skin failure, and a higher kidney failure because of how the body will have to filter this. So anything you can do to fortify your system or to clean your system to reduce the load, it's what's going to be required.